New numbers on the economy. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The nation's inflation was flat last month, but remains at near 40-year highs.
Consumer prices are up 8.5% from a year ago, but the consumer price index was unchanged between June and July.
We're seeing some signs that inflation may be beginning to moderate.
President Biden noted the latest CPI report at a bill signing here at the White House.
We could face additional headwinds in the months ahead. Our work is far from over.
The Federal Reserve has been raising key interest rates in an attempt to slow down the economy and cool inflation.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. President Biden today signing into law a bill expanding health care to veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in Iraq and Afghanistan.
We have many obligations, but only one truly sacred obligation: to equip those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they come home.
The bill enhances health care screenings for potential toxic exposures and extends the period of time veterans have to enroll in VA care post-discharge. Former President Trump says he invoked his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination and refused to answer questions under oath today in a New York investigation into his business.
About an hour after he arrived at New York State Attorney General Letitia James's office, he released a statement saying that he had, quote, declined to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the U.S. Constitution. The deposition is part of a civil investigation into the Trump Organization over the value of business assets like buildings and golf courses, among other things. It comes just days after FBI agents searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida as part of an unrelated federal investigation into whether he took classified records when he left the White House.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A rally continuing on Wall Street, all three major indexes higher with just under an hour left in trading. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
China today repeated military threats against Taiwan while appearing to wind down war games near the self-governing island it claims as its own. The actions disrupted flights and shipping in a region crucial to global supply chains, prompting strong condemnation from the U.S., Japan, and others. A day after the FBI raided the Florida residence of former President Trump, one of his top congressional allies says agents confiscated his cell phone.
Pennsylvania GOP Congressman Scott Perry tells Fox News his cell phone was seized by the FBI Tuesday. Perry has been the focus of a congressional probe of former President Trump's actions on the day of the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol, with a former Justice Department official saying Perry had a, quote, important role in Donald Trump's failed attempts to overturn the 2020 election. According to Perry, his phone contains personal discussions, telling Fox News, quote, none of this is the government's business. He also said the agents made no attempts to contact his lawyer. Officials at the FBI have declined to comment on the incident. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
A new study shows that eating too much junk food can do serious damage to your mental health.
In a recent report published by the American Academy of Neurology, researchers looked at the cognitive decline of 72,000 individuals over 10 years, and the results were alarming. Compared to those subjects on a whole food diet, those who were eating a greater amount of ultra-processed dishes and foods were more likely to develop dementia. But if you begin to eliminate your junk food intake by 10%, your risk of developing dementia or other neurodegenerative diseases drops by nearly 20%.
Fox's Anna Eliopoulos. Elon Musk has sold nearly $7 billion worth of shares in Tesla as the billionaire gets his finances in order ahead of his court battle with Twitter. Musk disclosed in a series of regulatory filings he unloaded about 8 million shares of his company Tesla in recent days. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.